Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we are going to focus on many things. As I was driving today and just a little minute ago while the music was playing, the Lord revealed that we need to thank Him and we need to honor Him and we need to lift Him up, because when praises go up, blessings come down. And not just because of the things that God is going to do for us, but because of His goodness and mercy and who He is. We should always thank God. Many times we come on ministries and we go to different places and we fail to really thank God for what He has done. So on today, after I read Psalm and after we pray unto God, we are going to go into what I call a thankfulness mode, a thank you in advance, and a thank you for the things that you've already done, because God is to be revered. There are some great things that's going to happen within the next few weeks and months and within the next year, and we must be ready, and I want to make sure that we are in a position in which when God appears, or when God appears with the blessing, we are ready to fulfill that duty or responsibility, and we don't have to hurriedly try to thank God and hurriedly try to prepare. We should already be in preparation. It's just like a track runner. When a runner is getting ready to run, beginning in February, March, when track season begins, then that particular runner should already be practicing at this point. And so we want to make sure that we are ready to receive the blessing of God and the favor of God and what God has done for us. We want to make sure that we are ready and prepared for that. And also on today, we're going to focus on, I want to focus on pressing and pushing rather than pulling and pushing. I want to focus on pressing and pushing. And when I speak about pressing, I want you to think about the woman with the issue of blood who pressed away in order that Jesus could touch her, okay? And when we think about pushing, I want you to think about force. When we push someone to do something, when someone does not want to hear the word of God and we begin to try to push them or force them into loving God the way we do. So we're going to really focus on that. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and I want to first of all read Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Then after we read, I want to go ahead and pray unto God, and then that will be also transformed into thanking God for what He's getting ready to do and thanking God for what He's already done. So this is Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of His holy word. And I want to begin to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. Lord, we ask and would you bless this segment to be something that is uplifting and powerful. Would you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord? Would you allow the words to filtrate from the top of my head to the sole of my feet? Would you allow everything that we touch, Heavenly Father, to be successful and to be of you, because you are the center. Not only are you the center of our joy, but you are the center of our being. You're the center of our health, Lord. We're asking in which you continue to maintain our bodies in a way that is acceptable unto you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the new connections. We thank you for the connections that has already been there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless the Love Lives Jesus ministry in a particular manner, Heavenly Father, in whichever manner that you see, so that the word can go forward and so that you can be magnified and glorified in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for giving us another chance at life. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We thank you for those who were able to fly and make it to their destination. We thank you for the individuals who attended many events and were able to come back safely, Lord. We thank you for the good reports. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, the convalescent homes, the children homes, those who do not know you for an apartment of their own sins, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you strengthen us, Heavenly Father, and help us. And help us to build up our lives instead of tear down our lives. Help us to build up people and uplift and empower people to greater heights in the name of Jesus. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to walk into the path of righteousness in those places that you would have us to go. Help us to be the people that you would have us to be. Help us to do the things that you would have us to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular teaching, this particular ministry entitled Pressing or Pushing. Heavenly Father, and give us the revelation and give us the expectation that you need, Heavenly Father, from us, because we are to press on towards the mark of the highest calling in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that everything that come out of our mouth be of you, and no words be by us, or no words be that of our own flesh or our own being. We ask in the name of Jesus with the anointing to fall afresh today, tonight, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for the things you're going to do and the things that you have done already in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sunset and the sunrise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to be able to see. And even those who are not able to see, they're able to be here on earth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just helping us and giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, keeping us safe, keeping us healthy in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us to look up to you from the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that all of our help coming from you, Lord. We thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega in our lives, Heavenly Father, because we know that power lies within our tongue, but it also lies within you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunities that you've given and those that you will continue to give, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be thankful and continue to bless your name and magnify you, Heavenly Father, and lift your name on high and edify you, Heavenly Father, because you are God. You are El Shaddai Elohim, Yahweh, Eli, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our family and my friends. Lord, we thank you for our church family. We thank you for the community, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the many things that you're going to do, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for helping us to hear your voice, to hear the whisper. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reassurance. We thank you for the confidence in this very thing. And this very thing is you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you help us to continue to stand on a solid rock, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the courage and the grace and the mercy and the favor that you've given us, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be more grateful, Heavenly Father. And as I'm praying, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you continue to strengthen this prayer. We will be anointed and we'll help people from all over the world. Lord Jesus, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless our children, Heavenly Father, our youth? Would you continue to bless this program built to last, because we know that it's going to be anointed and appointed by you, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, will we surround ourselves with individuals, Heavenly Father, who are well and who are going about our Father's business in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you continue to mold our lives in which we will live our best lives, Heavenly Father, in which we will treasure you and we will put you at the center and let all things filtrate from the center, which is you, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you bless our spiritual lives, our family lives, our home lives, our careers, our radio lives, the lives that extend beyond, Heavenly Father, and would you help us to discover who we are, Heavenly Father, and help us to be the best that we can be, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be soldiers for you, and continue to be on the battlefield for the Lord, Heavenly Father, and continue to spread the true message, the true gospel that you have given. We ask that you just continue to help us to be thankful for the small things, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the recovery of the young people who were able to come back from Nigeria, those young girls. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for that, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you contain any disease that is spread around the earth, Heavenly Father, and that you reveal the true episode of what is going on, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus that you help us to continue to be bound by your word and by your spirit. Would you let the Spirit fall afresh upon us tonight, Heavenly Father? And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the success of this particular ministry today. We claim it in advance. We thank you in advance for the opportunities and blessings that you're giving this ministry, careers, what you're doing in the family, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father, and help them to be thankful for their life and thankful for the health that they do have because it's a reasonable portion. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to touch those who are in the ICU rooms, Lord? Touch those who are going through. Touch those who are not going through. Touch those who are in their valley moments, those who are in their mountain moments, and help us to be better for you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, as we relinquish this particular prayer of thanks and this particular prayer of ask, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be better people and help us to be suitable for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. And amen. And I want you to really focus. And as I said before, this weekend I had the opportunity to attend a workshop, a seminar with Miss Oprah Winfrey and the Trailblazers. I tell you what, that workshop was very powerful and dynamic. And from that workshop, we're going to focus on that workshop all this for the duration of this year. But I really want to talk about a topic entitled Pressing and Pushing. And the Lord is going to give me what I need when I need it. I don't know what the Lord is going to have me to say, but what I do know is that when we talk about pressing, I want you to visualize the woman with the issue of blood, and she had this particular issue for 12 long years, okay? And so my question that I want to pose to you is, do you feel, do you believe that this woman knew that Jesus was coming, okay? And how was she able to hold on so long to her faith? How was she able to hold on to her faith, okay? And the other question that I said before is, did she know the Lord was coming? We're going to talk about those two questions since the Lord is revealing right now. We talk about pushing. When we speak about pushing, we're speaking about force, okay? And I want you to put pushing here. And I want you to put the Israelites. The Israelites. And I want you to push. Excuse me, and I want you to put Satan, okay? All right. Okay, so what I want you to do, for those of you who do not need to write things down, is to think about what I'm about to say. And for those of you who have to write this down, I want you to write down, you already have your two questions, but I want you to write down the word press, press, press. I want you to write that down. Okay. When we think about pressing, some people may think about ironing. Okay. Some people may think about, and I'm writing all these down because as the Lord is revealing, when we think about pressing, someone may think about ironing. Someone may think about moving forward. Okay. Someone may think about something that's immediate. And someone may think of it as an advancement, okay? Pressing. The Lord spoke pressing. All right, so I want you to write pressing or think about pressing, and I want you to think about ironing, such as when you iron your pants, moving forward. We move forward in a game, this is for our children, entitled Simon Says, or we move forward to put a car. We move forward in a car. When we think about something immediate, Let's talk about, for instance, when we think about something immediate, something that has to do with emergency, something that is pressing, okay? When we talk about advance, a lot of people think about careers or their spiritual lives. When we talk about advancement, and what the Lord is talking about today is all of these things, actually. And so the reason why I started out with the favorable or the desirable attribute that the Lord would like us to have is because I want this to stick in your mind, okay? Because we are filtrating and we are removing all of the negative forces in our lives starting today. We're moving away from force and we're moving towards moving forward, okay? Pressing. When you iron your clothes, right? When you iron your clothes, you're ironing your clothes because you want your clothes to look neat. You want to get out all of the wrinkles, okay? And you want to have a crease, which means that you want that crease to be a straight line, okay? And so you want to make sure you have a crease. So you iron or you press your clothes. The whole theory or the whole ideology of today is that the Lord sees things in our lives that need to be ironed out, okay? And he's trying to lead us. He is going to lead us into that path, into his will, okay? Because right now our lives are wrinkled. And I say our because that's everyone, because we're imperfect. And so throughout this process, when we talk about all the things that we learned from the seminar with Ms. Oprah and friends, and when we talk about the revelation of God, we are speaking about pressing those things that hinders us and making them right, making them straight. You know, so we're speaking about pressing towards the mark. How many of you understand that running a race, when you run a race on a track, there is a line that you follow? Right? And so the Lord is saying when you press your clothes, right, you want to have a crease, right? And you want to get out all of the wrinkles. And that's what God is doing for us. He's getting out all of the wrinkles in our lives. When we talk about moving forward, the Lord says for the students and for the youth who are listening, if you've ever played the game of red light, green light, or Simon Says, you understand and recognize that there is movement, and sometimes you move forward, and sometimes you move backwards. And the Lord is saying that that is the same way with our lives. Sometimes we press forward, and sometimes we push back when the Lord is trying to press us forward. He said, and that is a problem. Just like in a car, same example, we can move forward, but sometimes we put that baby in reverse, right? Especially when we're backing out of a parking lot or we've missed a street, we back up. And so the Lord is saying that he needs us to be consistent. He says, because we must press. He says we must press, and press within this particular revelation means moving forward in alignment with the will of God. I want you to write that down or think about that. Moving forward and in alignment with the will of God. Moving forward and in alignment with the will of God. Now, notice that the Lord is very creative, right? Because will, W-I-L-L, right, is the will of God. And W-H-E-E-L is a will on a car, which those two things, especially the will on the car, allows, right, our car to go back, put in reverse, or forward. And the Lord is saying today that, no, we do not have tires. We do not have wheels. He said, but when you begin to understand and know the will of God, you're able to advance forward instead of having a deviation of going back and forward. That's how our lives are. So we're speaking about pressing, and we spoke about ironing, and we spoke about moving forward. And God says that's moving forward and in alignment with the will of God. We talk about something immediate. The Lord says this has to be an immediate change for us. We can't wait because one day we're going to wake up and we're going to be 120 years old. The Lord says that we must begin pressing now. It's very immediate. We need to press now because the Lord has places and he has things for us to do, and we have to continue to remain in the will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he speaks about when this should happen, and he says it happens immediately. This should happen immediately, right? He says it is very imperative that we begin to press towards the will of God. You know, if you ask old Saul, how long did it take for him to get on the right path? It took him a pretty good while because he was persecuting the Christians. And the Lord had to call him out. And he had to change direction and he had to change his name. And the Lord says, we must press. We must move forward immediately and be in line with the will of God. Let's talk about advancement. Okay? The Lord wants to advance us, right? And I'm sure that many of you figured this out when we spoke about pressing. The Lord wants to advance us. He wants to increase your territory. He wants to increase your finances. He wants to increase your love. He wants to increase your relationship. He wants to increase you. But he says we can't do that until we iron out the wrinkles and until we're in line or we're in alignment with the will of God. You want to move forward? You're going to have to take your step of faith. You're going to have to change some things. We talked about this in the seminar. You're going to have to rid yourself of some people. You're going to have to rid yourself of some negative thoughts. You're going to have to clean out your mind and your heart, whatever is in your heart that is not part of the will of God. And basically, it's those negative things. You're going to have to throw them away. All of the negative things in your life. Because God wants us to press. Right? He wants us to be in alignment with his will. And in order to do that, we want to have to smooth out some things that's going on with us, whatever it is, career, health, whatever it is, relationships, whatever it is that is preventing us from being in alignment. And the Lord likened the iron, right, unto the word of God. He says, in order for you, in order for us to understand the alignment of our will, we must begin to read the word of God, which is our iron, right? And that clarifies and that straightens out everything that's in our mind that we have doubts of. It tells you everything. He says, so I want you to remember this. I want you to write this down or remember it, please. When we talk about pressing, the Lord says the iron is the word of God. Okay? Because the iron and the word of God is what helps us to get in alignment. All right? Alignment with God. And alignment means walking in God's way, walking in his word, standing on the solid rock. When we talk about moving forward, right, moving forward. The Lord likens the moving forward to days. He says days. And when we talk about moving forward, the Lord says that this shall happen in a few days. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to move quick. This is not to scare anyone. We're going to have to move quick because the Lord is getting ready to bless a lot of people. He's getting ready to bless people individually and as a group. And he says that moving forward is likened unto days, which means that this will happen in some days. Okay? And so when we move forward, the Lord says that days do not move back. We refer to days as yesterday, or when we put a date, we'll refer to it as this event happened on such and such day. But the Lord says that just as days, we must progress and move forward. He said, because we can't buy back time. He says, favor, grace, and mercy will not buy you back time. He says, so since he's speaking prophetically and since he's speaking the revelation, he says that we must hurry and turn and we must get in alignment with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is getting ready to bless us. And we don't want the Lord to pass us by because we're not ready. Is that right? So he likens this, as I said before, The iron is the word of God, right? It's clarity. It helps us get in alignment with God, which means literally read your Bible at least once a day. Number two, moving forward. The Lord says days. Days move forward. They don't move backwards. You refer to days as maybe yesterday or the day before, but you can't buy those days back. Whatever happened yesterday, it happened yesterday, and you can't buy it back. Every day is a new day. The Lord says every day is a new day for us to press forward, right? And forgetting about those things behind us, whatever it is that you need to get rid of, let it go, because the Lord is getting ready to move in our lives. Number three, we talked about immediate. God says, we ask, well, when do we need to move? God says immediately, right? He says immediately. He says because it's days. It will be days in which you will experience the goodness of God. You will be able to experience what God has. And the Lord says, and also in the workshop, you know, Ms. Winfrey said, you don't have to prove anything to anyone, right? Just continue to do what you are supposed to do. But I guarantee you that whatever the Lord says, it will come to pass. The Lord is getting ready to bless some people, including me. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord says that we must get in alignment with him. We must get out the word of God and read the word of God. We must move forward, because some people are going to get blessed in some days. What day, I don't know. And we ask God when. He says immediately. Okay? And then we talk about advancement. The Lord wants to advance your territory. He wants to advance your gift. He wants to advance your career. He wants to advance someone in your family. He may want to advance you. But we have to be in alignment with God. You know, if God is blessing on Timberline Street, right, then why would you be found on another street? The Lord says, and that's just an example, the Lord says that we must be in alignment, because when he comes with blessings, we must be ready to receive them. And we're not talking about man-made blessings. We're talking about the favor of God. God taking you to places and doing things that you could never imagine. You couldn't do it by yourself. It has to be the grace of God. You're going places and meeting people, and your career is taking off. You're your own boss. You're doing your own thing in the name of Jesus. You're stepping out on faith. He says, because you have the word of God and you're in alignment and you're moving and progressing as the days. And you're moving forward and you're doing it immediately, because the Lord is getting ready to bless many people. Right? So that's the little lesson on pressing that I wanted to share with you, and that's a revelation of God. So God says that he wants to bless people. He wants to advance us. I've been praying to God for this radio connections. I've been praying to God for events to cover, and the Lord has given me those things, and I'm still praying, right? In season and out of season. But God says, if you really want to open up the gates of heaven, we're going to have to stay in the word. We're going to have to move forward, forget about the past. And we have to do it immediately, and we have to do it day by day in order to advance. Okay? All right. And when we talk about pressing, let's think about that woman with the issue of blood and go ahead and address these two questions. Did the woman with the issue of blood know the Lord was coming? And the revelation says that she did. She had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Some of us, when we don't feel well, we want immediate care, and that's good, and we should receive immediate care. This lady, for some reason, waited 12 long years, and the Lord took care of her. She had an issue, right? She had an issue of blood. And the reason why that we know that she knew that the Lord was coming, because when she heard the commotion in the crowd, she already had in her mind, right? She's pressing. She already had in her mind, and we're going to talk about this as well, because we talked about this in the Miss Oprah Winfrey Trailblazers conference. She had in her mind, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. That means she was studying about Jesus. She heard about what he could do. She believed in him and she had faith. And she waited. Right? She waited upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. Now let me tell you about the pressing, because some of you are saying, well, she waited 12 long years. Right, she waited 12 long years. But the question is, did she have to wait 12 long years? The Lord says that we must get in alignment with him. And some of us, it's going to take us 12 years. Some of us, it'll take us 12 days. Some of us, it'll take us 12 hours. We must get in alignment with the word of God. God says that there is no predisposed date. But this is the revelation of God saying that we need to expeditiously get into the word of God. We need to expeditiously move forward as the days. And we need to expeditiously advance. Right? And so the Lord is saying that the times are different. It's just like life and death. The times are different. Right? We all aren't on the same time limit. The woman with the issue of blood, she had to wait 12 long years. Right? 12 long years. And so the sooner we get into the word of God and the sooner we begin to live forward, I want you to write that down because I'm going to emphasize that in my workshop. Live forward. That means having faith in God. Living forward is nothing more than having faith in God. Right? Having faith in God. All right? Let's move on. Let's move on to pushing. A lot of people, you know, we talk about the pulley and we talk about pushing in science. And that's a force, right? And so within this particular force, when you're pushing, you know, as Ayana said in the conference, she said, stop trying to make things fit. And she gave an analogy of this dress that she wanted to buy. And the dress was like two sizes too small, so she decided to give it to a friend. And then once she gave it to the friend, she was able to go back online and buy that same dress in her size. What is she saying and what is the Lord speaking today, ladies and gentlemen? Stop trying or discontinue trying to change things that is not in the will of God. That includes relationships. That includes our spending, right? That includes when we're dealing with people. The Lord spoke today and said that you cannot mold something that you did not birth. You can only teach. Meaning, stop trying to fix people and start teaching people coping skills. Parents have a very important job, and their job is to teach their children and to mold their children and to lead their children into the paths of righteousness. The Lord says, you cannot mold clay that you did not make. The Lord is the creator. He is the author, and he is the finisher. As I was driving, the Lord spoke this. He is the finisher of our faith. You cannot rearrange people, but you can teach them in a way in which they will rearrange their own thoughts according to the teachings of the word of the Lord. We talk about force. When you force something, the Lord says that you may be forcing the person out of the will or trying to force the person in the will. I want you to draw a line, draw a street. And I want you to visualize a person in a car coming, right? And you see this person in the street, and you try to remove this person from the street, and you're successful at removing the person. Let's call it a doll from the street. You remove the doll from the street, and the doll decides to get back up and walk in the street, right? So when we talk about pushing as a force, we begin to communicate and teach this doll or this being that, hey, it is very dangerous in the street. The force of a car, the speed, the velocity of a car can knock you in the air. It's dangerous. We begin to teach them and communicate to them, rather than force. When you force a person, whether it's a relationship, whether it's love, whether it's anything, when you force a person into something, they're not going to be faithful and they're not going to be committed because they don't want to be there. The Lord says we're going to have to begin to let things go. He talks about letting go of people who continuously hurt you. You're forcing them to love you. You're forcing yourself up on them. God continues to talk about the force within our minds. When we force ourselves to believe lies and to believe things that are not so, then there is a force. We begin to push ourselves in, out of the will of God, and push ourselves into a fantasy world, a world that never exists. It only exists in our mind. And one thing that was brought out in the conference was when we begin to lie to ourselves, the biggest lie that we could ever tell is the lie that we tell to ourselves. We're going to have to relinquish some things in our lives and some forces because we are forcing ourselves into something that we don't want to get into. Ayana mentioned that she used to people yes all the time, and she really, or it may have been Oprah, one of them, she used to say yes all the time when she really meant no. Say what you mean and mean what you say. You will find yourself, if you begin to force and push against the force, as Oprah said, when you begin to push against the force, you will find out that it will cause you stress and discomfort. But when you allow the force to go and you move forward, press forward, you will see that you will be more at ease and at peace. We have to stop forcing people, forcing the word of God on people, forcing people, God says, to do things that they refuse to do. Sometimes the best lesson, as God is revealing, is to let it go. And once they receive the consequence, they will understand the lesson. Okay? So we're going to have to stop forcing and pushing, because that's not only making us tired, but we could be forcing or pushing someone out of the will of God. It does not mean give up on people, but it means do not spend your energy on force, which is pushing, right? Because people are cognitive enough to know when they're supposed to press and when they are pushing. People are cognitive to know that. A baby, even when a baby goes near a stove, a baby will look at an adult to see if they're watching, right? And so individuals are old enough to know if they are pressing or pushing, right? So we have to stop trying to make things fit that does not fit in the will of God, that does not fit in the person's will, nor our will. Stop trying to make it fit. Forcing yourself on someone. We have to stop. Right? It has to be reciprocated. It has to be reciprocal. And we talk about that particular force. Right? And that force deals with pushing ourselves in relationships. You know, it's time for the relationship to conclude or end, but you hang on in there. You know, and we're talking about when it's really severe, like domestic violence, okay? And we're talking about spending, forcing ourselves to spend and know that we was holding that money for something else. Stop forcing yourself to do so. Then we talk about how we relate to people, right? How we relate to people. And so it's very important that we identify every day if we're pressing or pushing. And if we find ourselves using a force of pushing more than pressing, to reevaluate our lives. And I'm going to leave you with the positive as far as pressing is concerned. God says that we must iron out the wrinkles in our lives, which is the word of God for clarity. We must move and be in alignment with the will of God. And when we move, right, we're moving forward as the days and we're moving immediately, right? Because the days will no one. You know, at a certain time, when midnight strikes, we're in the next day. You know, whether I'm working on ministry, school, whether I'm meditating, I can't say, hold up, Lord. Hold up. Don't let it be 12 a.m. right now. Can't do that. God says we need to move like the day. We need to be consistent. We need to be on time. Then he talks about advancement because he wants to advance us. And if we're out of the will, if we're out of place, the Lord cannot give us what he knows we deserve. Okay? So I want you this week to press. Make sure that you are pressing. Read the Word of God at least once today. It does not hurt to read the Word of God. Read the Word of God at least once today and let God know that you care and that you love him, because we serve a mighty God. It says, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God, a powerful God, a God who is King of Kings and a God who is Lord of Lords. So we must press. We must press, and I can't stress that enough. He talks about ironing, which is the Word of God. We must press. We must move forward. We must move expeditiously, and we must accept what the Lord is going to give us. Okay? So we must accept that. All right? And so without further ado, I would like to play this particular song by Miss Karen Shewell. And this particular song is entitled, He is Faithful. And I continuously play this every week because God is faithful. He does not change. He's blessed us to wake up this morning. He's blessed us to travel down the dangerous streets and byways. He's blessed our family. He's blessed our careers. He's blessed our friends. You know, he blesses those who are in the hospitals, convalescent homes, children homes. He's keeping us day by day. And we must understand and we must know that God is faithful. Because he is, and this is by Miss Karen Shewell. He is faithful.
Jesus, I love you so much. You've been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen not pray, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Those days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me. Still in love, He's proved faithful to me.
Miss Karen, and God is faithful. So I really recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you this very day, this moment, this minute, this second, this hour. Okay? I have a few announcements to make, and my announcements are as such. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them and telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Please check out the new website at The new website is ALFREDAEMONYALOVE.com. At that particular website, you will find pictures of many events that I was able to attend and take pictures and also provide coverage. And speaking of coverage, I'm going to give coverage of the Live the Life You Want this week and next week as well, because there are a lot of things that we need to talk about as far as that is concerned. So be sure to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Okay, gospel artists, artists, media, radio event plans, producers, and positive community members, please Facebook our Free to Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is an international radio ministry in which I have people from all over the world who have joined and who listen to this particular radio station. So I really appreciate your listening support. In addition to that, please be sure to mark your calendars for March the 28th, as we will have a huge conference in Bellmead, Texas, entitled Built to Last. The foundation for the Built to Last deals with our youth, and we are focusing on ages 1 to 14. in setting systems in place which will help our youth to become better mobilized within this particular community and dealing with different people. In addition to that, make sure that you mark down November 2nd, I believe, as Ms. Tamela Mann and Tasha Cause will be in Killeen, Texas. So be sure to mark that down because we would love to see you there. And I am also going to take pictures there as well. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to uplift each and every person that you know. Make sure that you're praying for your family, your friends. Make sure that you're thanking God. That is the most important thing that we can do, is to thank God, because God didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to start us on our way. He didn't have to give us strength. He didn't have to do anything for us. But guess what? He did. Why? Because he loves us. So we need to make sure that we are thanking God and we're reverencing God, because he is the one who is helping us to just hold out and just to sustain this particular world and experience the valleys and the mountains. Make sure that you're praying for anyone that you know is in the hospitals, anyone who's going through things. We all need prayer. There's no one who is not who does not need prayer. Everyone needs prayer, so make sure that you're praying for at least, as I said before, 220 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and be sure to pray for yourself. And don't just limit that to your family members. Also pray for your friends and for people around you as well, because it's very important that we pray one for another, because as I said before, when praises go up, blessings come down, and it's the same thing with prayer. When prayer goes up, Jesus' answers come down. Amen. And so we must make sure that we continue to uplift and empower those around us and those who are far away from us as well. Let's continue to pray for our schools and the youth within our schools. Let's continue to pray for just everyone all over this land and country. As I said before, those people you know and those people you do not know. And as I said before, we thank God for his grace and mercy today, for traveling grace, for those who are flying and those who are driving. We thank God because, once again, God does not have to wake us up, and he does not have to allow his favor, grace, and mercy to reside within our hearts. Some other important things, as I said before, just make sure that you continue to pray. Make sure that you continue to stay encouraged and you continue to press. And we talk about press. Make sure that you read at least one scripture before you leave out for the day and one scripture when you come back home, at least a minimum. In addition to that, just know that God is worthy, that we should magnify God and we should uplift God. So the two dates before I conclude, the two dates that we need to understand is November 2nd and March the 28th, as we will have a huge conference in Bellmead, Texas, entitled Built to Last at the Bellmead Civic Center, hosted by yours truly, Afrida Love and Afrida Love Talk Show. We will have different things going on for our youth as well as our adults, so please make arrangements to attend this momentous occasion. Okay, so if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And on tomorrow, speaking about tomorrow, we will have Mr. Ted, who will speak to us about some things going on in the world, Ebola. He will speak about what's going on in Africa. And so we want to make sure that we give him our undivided attention. He will be on at 5:30 p.m. We will start the ministry at 5 because I want to share some things with you and go over an activity with you in order to help increase not only our territory, but our understanding of the Word of God. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Afrida Love, with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.